This episode of Clearview Today is brought to you by Le Bleu Ultra Pure Water. David, how many bottles of water do you think you drink a day?
Well, actually, I only drink Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew, Strawberry Yoo-Hoo, and the occasional Pepto-Bismol.
Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew? Do they even make that anymore?
Fun fact, no. I have to make my own with McDonald's Sprite, and you guessed it, Texas Pete.
I am genuinely horrified to hear that.
Me too.
You know, unlike other bottled waters, Le Bleu water only has two ingredients, hydrogen and oxygen. Nothing more, nothing less. Le Bleu's award-winning ultra-pure water is the result of their patent-pending five steps beyond Mother Nature process, which eliminates the inorganic materials and creates uniquely pure water, free of contaminants and perfectly balanced and fresh tasting.
And Le Bleu produces only the highest quality, ultra-pure bottled water on the market. You can get them in 1 liter, 1.5 liters, 12 ounces, 20 ounces, or even in the 3 to 5 gallon water coolers. And best of all, Le Bleu Central conveniently delivers this pure refreshment right to your home or office.
That's right. Le Bleu delivers our water coolers right here to Clearview Church every single month like clockwork. And it's not just water. Le Bleu supplies the finest gourmet coffees, teas, and hot chocolates to accommodate every preference in your office. I'm talking Green Mountain, Starbucks, Krispy Kreme, Donut Shop. So whether you're looking for the perfect brew for yourself or for your workplace, Le Bleu has got you covered.
You can visit their website today at MyLeBleu, that's MyLeBleu.com, and use promo code TODAY, that's TODAY, for a 10% discount at checkout. Every single purchase you make using that promo code helps us here at the Clearview Today Show and gets you one step closer to the purest, most refreshing water you've ever tasted.
Thank you to Le Bleu for sponsoring this episode. Now let's start the show.
Where's my Mountain Dew?
You're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhinav Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
You can find us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028. Or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. And we want you guys to help us keep the conversation moving forward. You can do that by supporting the show. You can share it online with your friends and family. Leave us a good 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasting content from. We're going to leave a couple of links right there in the description so you can do that. Ryan, happy Friday, my friend.
I was going to add to the end of it, like, leave us a 5-star review. We're going to leave a couple of links in the description box so you can do just that. In the words of Darth Sidious, do it.
Do it. I am the Senate.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm not doing great.
I'm doing great. I'm doing poorly.
Let's see. I guess I'm doing bad.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear
Hold
that.
Hold on. Let me. Yeah, I'm doing bad.
Oh.
I'm doing bad. I'm doing I have bad. A bone to pick.
Okay.
With you. And it doesn't need to be on the radio. But I think part of me thinks you might know where I'm going with this.
I promise I don't.
You got to take your shoes off. You got to take the Christmas shoes off. I don't like the jingle bell shoes. I don't like the jingle bell shoes. There was a moment where you got up earlier and I heard sleigh bells.
Yes.
And I said,
that was happy day.
And Dr. Shah even was looking. He was like, what is that noise? And somebody said, yes, sorry. Ryan has Christmas bells on his shoes.
I do.
And I thought for sure they were joking.
No.
Even knowing you, I thought for sure he wouldn't wear Christmas shoes mid-November.
Absolutely.
Like early November.
Absolutely, I would.
Then I heard the sleigh bells ring, jing, jingling, a ring, ting, tingling too. You walked back into the cafe. Lo and behold, on your feet were green Christmas shoes with sleigh bells on them.
Yep.
And so I figured we should hash this out because, of course, I've got a big problem. And I was hoping.
Yes, I agree. You have a big problem.
I got a big problem with it. And I was hoping you could maybe explain to the people what possessed you to do such a thing in November. This is mid-November.
Well, my birthday was a couple of days ago.
Right.
And I received those as a birthday gift.
From Elizabeth?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. Received those as a birthday gift. I was like, oh, cool. These will be fun. I'll wear them. I'm not going to wear them every day because hearing sleigh bells every day, that's going to be really annoying.
Especially in November. Yeah. Sure. Okay.
We don't need to add that. It's going to be annoying if you hear it every day.
Yeah,
okay.
You can take that out if you want.
I'm kind. I'm considerate. Demure. So I was like, I'm going to wear them on a Friday. Friday, you know, it's
Friday
a fun
Christmas
little,
shoe day.
Fun little silly day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Golly, I don't even really know where to go to this. Here's the thing. I'm not a Scrooge. I'm not a Grinch. I think Christmas is great. I think it's fine. It's the birth of our Lord.
Amen.
And we should be celebrating it. We should be celebrating it on December, in December-ish.
We should be celebrating it in December and November and January and also February.
I guess I just don't understand. Like when you, okay, so
here's here. Can I just level with you?
Yeah,
here's
yeah,
my thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we celebrate the Valentine's season?
No.
No, it's Valentine's Day.
Valentine's right? Day, yes.
Do we celebrate the Thanksgiving season?
I would say Thanksgiving should probably be a season.
No, Thanksgiving is a day.
I don't want to ask people to be grateful just for a day. I think they ought to be.
Gratitude isn't limited to Thanksgiving. Like, it's March. Sorry, I'm not grateful for anything. Do we celebrate the Arbor Day season? Arbor season. Do we have that? No, we have Christmas
season?
Right.
Shouldn't we have just Christmas Day?
Just Christmas Day? What do you with Christmas Eve?
I mean, yeah, Christmas Eve is fine, too. It gets 2 days. It doesn't need 2 months.
Christmas gets two. You've lost every
It doesn't need
bit,
two
no.
months. Mm-mm. Do you think
I
Christmas?
I agree it doesn't need 2 months. It needs four.
So, okay, here's another thing.
It needs
thing.
A third of the year.
If I were in your shoes, no pun intended, I would have put those on, stepped out of my house, heard the sleigh bells, and be like, you know what? People might not like this. Let me go back inside and change. You walked out, heard it, either didn't have the thought or you had the thought like, oh, this might get on people's nerves. That's going to be a good bonus for the day.
What I thought, I'll tell you exactly what I thought.
Sure.
This might get on people's nerves, but I don't have to move around very much. So I'll just sit quietly. And then when I have to walk, it'll be, there's sleigh bells in the hallway.
Workers, they came to replace our fire extinguisher and you were leading them around the church in jingle jangle Christmas shoes.
Correct.
Why?
You know what they said?
What?
I like those shoes, man.
Why weren't you embarrassed? I'm not going to ask if you were, because I know the question. I know the answer. Why weren't you ashamed to be leading around workers?
The bedrock
like
of that?
Blue-collar workers.
The bedrock of that? Yeah. I don't care what they think about me.
I see.
I don't care. They. I'm sure they thought I was strange. Like, this is a 36-year-old man walking around
a dorky
in
sleigh
bell
shoes. Yeah, in November.
Okay. I don't care. They made me happy.
I got a text message from someone in the room. That's David. He said that you're confusing Christmas and winter. You can have the winter season.
I'm not confused. I'm not confusing Christmas and winter. I'm replacing winter with Christmas. I'm not confused about it.
Let's go to break because I feel in my heart of hearts as though this, I'm not going to change your mind. So
you won't. I can guarantee you.
We're gonna just kind of have these little back and forth. Hopefully by January it'll subside, and then maybe next November we'll.
I promise it won't.
We can bring it up again.
We're gonna hold strong through February.
Hey, listen, we got a couple changes coming to the secret word portion of our show. So we're going to the secret word. I'm gonna explain a little bit more about that as the show goes on.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, Clearview family. I'm Nicole,
and I'm David,
and we want to talk to you today about the Clearview app.
You know, there are so many churches out there that put their sermons on YouTube and their announcements on Facebook and their prayer list on Periscope.
I didn't even know Periscope was still functional.
Oh, it's not. And that's why nobody can find their church's prayer list and nobody's prayers be getting answered. But here at Clearview, we believe in making our content as accessible as possible.
That's right. Clearview produces so much content every single week, including Dr. Shaw's sermons, original music, a full online store, weekly prayer gatherings, and so much more.
Not to mention the number one best-selling Christian talk show of all time.
I don't know if that's accurate.
Well, maybe not yet, but that's why we want people to download the app.
If you're listening from the Triangle area, we encourage you to check out Clearview Church in person. But if not, you can still follow all of our content on the Clearview app. It's 100% free on the Apple Store and Google Play Store. And best of all of our content is right there in one convenient spot.
Make sure you download the Clearview app today, and let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at... I'm so sorry.
You forgot the website.
Blanked on the website.
You have 100%.
I was going to say, you can visit us online at
AmandaPlease.com.
You can visit us online at ClearviewTodayShow.com.
Wait a minute.
I would prefer that you visit Jesus Christ first, but if you're surfing online, visit us online at ClearviewTodayShow.com. Or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028. That's what it looks like when you're riding the bikes using muscle memory and you hit a rock and flip over the handlebars.
I cracked myself
That's what
up
happens.
With AmandaPlease.com.
I don't know what happened. My brain just short-circuited there.
Oh,
sorry, guys.
Man. Shout out to Penelope Taint. Also, shout out to Dr. Abadan Shah, who is a PhD in New Testament Textual Criticism, a professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor and the host of today's show. Golly, all of a sudden, all I could see was Amanda Bynes' face
and
the big horn-rimmed glasses and that laptop around her neck.
Where's Amanda, please?
Dr. Shah is a great, great day. The only thing making this day a little bit less great is that we're mid-November.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we're trying to ram Christmas down everybody's throat.
Good
look at Ryan's shoes. Look at his shoes. They jingle bell up and down the halls. I know good and well that during lunch today, we had some people coming in who were, we had people coming in. So we did the intro, then we went to lunch. We had people come in who were looking to be like, hey, I know you had an appointment with us today. And we're like, oh, yeah, you're right this way. And all we heard down the hall was what? Jingle bells down the hall. And I know good and well, Dr. Shaw was
dashing
looking around like
down the hall.
Yeah, as far as I was like, where's the sound?
He's like, what
coming
is that
from?
Sound? And then we had to explain, oh, sorry, it's a 33-year-old man's shoes.
35, by the way.
Wow.
Actually, at the time of this recording, I'm 36.
Wow. By the time it airs, you mean?
Yeah, by the time it airs.
Yeah.
I'm 36.
Wow. So anyway, what are your thoughts on, and I know that we do this every year because of who your wife is, but what are your thoughts on preeminent Christmas, like preemptive Christmas celebrations?
Preemptive?
Mm-hmm. Like Christmas way too early. It's mid-November.
Oh, wow. In our home, Christmas songs started in October.
Really? For real?
Oh, yeah.
As they should. As they should.
I love Christmas.
Yeah.
So I don't have a problem with them starting early. October.
It's a little too early.
It's a little too early.
Like pre-Halloween is crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely pre-Halloween. But, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't fight with it. You know what I mean?
You just kind of go with it.
Here's my take. Obviously, I'm a Christmas guy.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
And that's not changing.
It's not changing. I am respectful enough to keep my enjoyment of Christmas kind of quiet.
I disagree because you have jingle bells.
Hold on a second. Let me finish my statement.
Go ahead.
Prior to November, I'm listening to Christmas music in July. Like that's
for
just,
real.
That's wow. Absolutely. That's just because I like it.
That's a little too
crazy.
Early.
But yeah. I don't blast it far and wide for everybody. I just like on my
it's
own
like
in
secret
my headphones.
Christmas.
Yeah, in my headphones, I'll put a little Christmas in there,
like a secret Santa.
I might wear some Christmas socks. You know, kind of underneath the outfit. Nobody knows about them. Once November 1 hits, it's Christmas time.
So do you? So does Thanksgiving just get a day?
Yeah.
There's no Thanksgiving season.
No. What is the Thanksgiving season? Obviously, there's not
November.
One.
I would say all of November is Thanksgiving season.
No.
All right.
Thanksgiving season? No.
November is more Thanksgiving than it is Christmas.
I'm thankful that it's Christmas time.
I don't know what to say. Yeah. I don't see the jingle bell shoes as subtle.
Have you ever known me to be subtle about anything, first of all?
Well, no.
Second of all, I'm not trying to ram Christmas down anybody's throat.
Jingle bell shoes are.
I got them for my birthday.
I got them as a birthday present, so I decided to
wear them. So you're wearing it early?
Yeah.
Didn't Nicole have the Christmas tree up? Like, she didn't take it down after last Christmas, did she?
I think even Christmas before last, she stopped.
So has
this
your
is
Christmas,
2 years now.
The Christmas tree's been up for two consecutive years.
Right. But it's not sitting where the Christmas tree usually sits. It's sitting in the corner of the room. And it's not decorated with the Christmas tree lights, different lights.
So she keeps it up not to keep Christmas alive all year, but just so she doesn't have to break it out every year.
That's what she says. I think it's so she can just have something,
gotcha.
A little bit of Christmas,
a little bit.
Without going all out Christmas throughout the year.
Has the fireplace come on yet this year?
It did,
okay,
actually,
really?
About a week ago when we had a little bit of a cold burst.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a little cold snap.
Yeah, so, Nicole did turn on the fireplace.
Nicole and I are cut from the same cloth where it comes to Christmas.
I guess so.
100%.
I guess so.
Not with the heat and cold thing.
No, not with the heat and cold.
Yeah.
No.
You like cold.
I like cold.
Nicole don't like the cold.
She wants Christmas Day to be cold and ice and snow and all that.
And then get rid of it.
And I'm like, I'm from India. Christmas can be Christmas without... Bro. Cold and snow.
I saw your sister.
If I put up Christmas decorations in shorts, I'm in a bad mood.
So a couple weeks back was our first service in our new sanctuary.
Yeah.
I went outside to like double around to get something, or it might have been the week before that, but it was a little bit crisp.
It was cool. Yeah.
I saw your sister, Dr. Shaw, bundled up like she was in the Antarctic.
What was she bundled up with?
With some big black like coat, some big puffy coat.
She had it wrapped as far around her as it could go.
And like when I say it was a little crisp, I mean like... Like I stepped outside.
It was the high was in the 50s. I mean, it was a cool day.
But I mean, it was like I stepped outside. I was like, this is kind of annoying. She was like, she was blue. I was like,
that's crazy.
What's wrong? She was like, I was like, Nicole, what's wrong with
this? Hypothermia
like,
is setting in.
She don't like this cold. She sneezed and like icicles came out. I was like, golly, she really is not used to the cold. How cold does it get in India? Like, what's the coldest it would get?
Now, where we grew up,
yeah,
Christmas time was cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll be honest with you. Growing up, Christmas was cold for us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not.
Not so much.
Over in India or now?
Like in India.
America. Okay, okay.
In India, it's not. To me, it's not. So growing, maybe it's the shift in the weather patterns has something to do with it. I don't
maybe.
Know. But Christmas would probably get to, on a cold, cold night, would be probably 50.
Okay. Mm. That's, I mean, that's still kind of yeah. cold.
Maybe a little bit less. No, where I grew up.
Because
mm-hmm. you go up north to Kashmir, I mean, you have snow.
Yeah.
Right.
So we're not talking about that. India has snow,
right, right.
by the way. How interesting.
I was going to ask, did you ever see snow in Bhusawal where you grew up?
No, I saw a lot of hail one time.
Okay.
I think we talked about this one time.
I think
time.
We did. Yeah, you said there was snow in like the, what's that mountain range in India?
Himalayas.
The Himalayas, yeah.
Yeah.
But never in like your hometown.
No. Gotcha. Never, ever snow. And but wintertime, or which is Christmas time, it would get colder, like mm-hmm. some of those Christmas carols. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had jackets on, we had mufflers, we had, what do you call it? Toboggan.
Scarves.
We used to have the gloves on.
Did your, I know we got to get into the verse of the day, but your grandmother had the remedy for it get too hot, which is like put an onion in your pocket.
Yeah.
Did she have a remedy for like, hey, don't go out there while it's cold?
For cold, they would talk about, covering up your throat to make sure that you don't get a sore throat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much that's real.
My grandmother, I remember I don't know if you've ever heard this, Ryan, but like in the South, a lot of older ladies would say, a lot of grandmas would be like, you can't go out, if it's cold, you can't go outside with your hair wet because instantly
100%.
You'll catch pneumonia.
Yeah, they would say
pneumonia.
The same thing.
Pneumonia.
Same thing.
Yep.
Also, this has been over the past 20 years ago, the big thing in India during the wintertime was wearing these earmuffs. Mm-hmm. You know, have you seen those? Like they mm-hmm. just earmuffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not here anymore, right? People don't wear those.
Nah, not so much.
I've not seen them.
Oh, you might see the odd one every now and then.
The country of India as like a storm.
Really?
Every
when did this
person.
Happen? When did this happen?
This was back in the 2010s, 12s. Everybody, even the homeless people, were like, and I'm like, where did they get these things?
That homeless man has a bedazzled earmuff. Did Livna get some?
Odd.
Oh, yes. My dad had it.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, where do you get these
did
things?
Did you see a picture of your dad with earmuffs?
I saw him.
In person?
Yeah, because this was in 2009. I went to visit, and it was November, I think it was. Uh-huh. So it was getting a little colder. And I remember my dad put it in. I was like, what is that? And he said, oh, it's very cold. So I said, oh, yeah, you get ear infections.
He said you get ear infections. I know we're running long, but the coldest I remember ever being in my entire life is when we went to Israel. We went on Mount Hermon the first year. And then
yes.
the second year, that was really cold. But then the second year in 2020, we went to the Golan Heights and we were
way up north,
And yeah. when I say it was so cold, I've never been that cold in my life. There was a man selling this hot tea for like, I don't know, it was like $5 or something, but
right.
it was expensive for like a little paper cup of tea.
Yeah. Right.
But every single person bought it, took a sip of it and instantly was like, this is not good.
Oh,
but,
no.
But I can't dump it out because
it's so warm.
It's the only thing that's warm. And I saw Thomas, Dr. Shah's youngest son, I saw him take a sip of it, looked at me, tossed it right on the ground. he was like, I'd rather be cold.
Right.
So, that is funny.
That's funny.
Yeah. I mean,
hang on to the heat for dear life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this guy, I mean, he was selling this. It's like very friendly. It was a cup of tea. And I was like, oh my goodness. I think he was just picking up dirt from the side of the road.
And heating it up.
Putting it in water.
I don't think those are tea leaves, but
it
no.
was disgusting.
It was nasty. It was terrible.
Really disgusting.
And I was like, what is happening here?
That's crazy.
That's funny.
All right.
Our verse of the day today is coming to us from Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 15. And I will send grass in your fields for your livestock. that you may eat and be filled.
Mm. You're going to hear a lot of talk in the coming days. I mean, we've already been hearing it a long time, but I think you're going to hear it more and more about how depraved America is, how just empty it is, how morally bankrupt it is. But at the end of the day, I mean, the truth is that we live in a very, very great nation. We live in a nation of abundance. And I think that's, I think back to verses like this, and it's just a reminder of God's promise.
Yes. And I hope people will receive this promise and hold on to it and realize, just like the show we did some time back, I think it was the last one or whatever, where these women are trying to be, you know, punish themselves to punish men. You know, let's not do that.
Yeah.
Let's live in the land of abundance. Let's live glorifying the living true God.
That's right.
Let's live in peace and harmony. Let's enjoy life. Let's help the poor, the needy. I mean, we can do this. Right. We can do this.
We can.
We don't have to punish ourselves right now because Donald Trump is in office. I mean, come on. Yeah, what are you talking about?
There's a bunch of like extemporaneous solutions that are coming into play where people are just trying to, they're trying to get something in the here and now to respond to what's happening. You know what I mean? And it's not that it even doesn't make any sense. It's just, it's nonsense. And
it is nonsense.
It's just a bunch of nonsense.
Totally absurd nonsense.
Yeah. I got to go ahead and give myself that one for extemporaneous.
Well done. Very good job.
I don't even know
who is coming up with these words.
We're going to, so I want to announce it on the show since it's Friday. Starting next week, Dr. Shah is getting in on the secret word. Yes. He's going to have a word every week that he's trying to get by us. I'm not sure how exactly we're going to structure it, but we're going to make some changes to the secret words. But anyway, we're kind of talking about that today, about how this, everything is very backwards, where the people who are claiming to be oppressed don't realize that they're cheering on the people who are actually oppressing them.
Right. Yes. They fall in love with their oppressor. I mean, it's Stockholm syndrome in full display for us.
I think so. And you know, Dr. Shah, maybe you can speak on this, because being from India, you've seen what it's like when people in the government truly are taking advantage of their people, when they're, when they're actively working against the best interest of the people.
Yes. Now, to explain Stockholm syndrome just for a minute.
Yeah.
This is back in 1973, where this bank robber, he goes in and he abducts three or four. I watched a whole documentary on this, and it was amazing because they have the actual footage of everything that happened.
Wow.
So he abducts these three or four people, and then the police are trying to negotiate, and then this and that and the other. And then finally, it got to a point where the hostages, or especially this one, was almost an ally to her kidnapper, to her abductor. And so somebody came up with the name Stockholm syndrome, where you actually become a supporter of the very person who is oppressing you. And then later on, you know, people have said, "Eh, that's not really true. She did that." You know, they said this whole Stockholm syndrome stuff is a myth,
right?
Because it's not really that she was like brainwashed; she was just trying to survive. So that's what they say.
And
that may be true. That may be true. But there is something there where, in a weird sort of abnormal relationship, where the very person who is harassing you, who's making your life miserable to the point of death, you actually become, you start feeling sorry for them.
Right.
You start feeling like this person is the good guy.
Yep.
Just like this lady who was one of the, kidnapped, was actually more in favor of the kidnapper. And later on, she was saying, like, the police, I was scared of the police.
Yeah.
The police, we didn't know what they were up to. I mean, they were being random and blah, blah, blah. And then later on, this lady also came back and, you know, said, yeah, well, this abductor was going to probably, kill me. I mean, I'm not sure what he was. So I think the older she got, she began to realize, maybe.
Yeah.
But I mean, I see something like that happening in our culture on a larger scale, where there are people in power who are actively trying to make life worse for you so that you depend on them, so that you depend on keeping them in power and lining their pockets. And it's all under the guise of their moral virtue. They're such a kind person. They're such a good person. And really, you don't understand. And you said it just a minute ago, and I had it and I lost it. But you don't see that you're falling in love with your actual oppressors.
Right. It can also lead to a skewed perception of yourself. I have this article pulled up on Stockholm Syndrome. So it's skewed perception of your abuser or your captor, but it's also a skewed perception of yourself. Mm-hmm. It says that children who've experienced abuse at home, it develops a sort of Stockholm Syndrome to where they think they deserve to be abused or they deserve to be punished. Mm-hmm. Because that's this person who was supposed to love and cherish them. That's what that was displayed to them. So they think, this is what I deserve. This is what I need. What needs to happen to me.
And if I can add something to that, they even feel like, I understand why this person does what they do.
Yeah.
I understand. And I get it why they do that. That's why we need to, support them. And the reason we're even talking about this today is because on social media, you're seeing not as much, mm-hmm. praise God for that, mm-hmm. but you're hearing few people posting things that are so anti- Trump or saying things that are like one Christian theologian. I don't even know if he's Christian or not. I mean, that's up to him and God. You know, mm-hmm. I can't speak on that. I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's talking about, dog returning to his vomit and stuff like that about, mm-hmm. President Trump being back in the office. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what are you talking about?
Right. Yeah.
Was your life that bad?
Mm. You see, that's a great point. One of the things that abusers will do is they will make enemies out of other people. The only rhetoric that we've heard the entire 107 day, I think, what did Kamala Harris have, like 107 day campaign? All we heard was, Trump is bad. You have to vote for me, not because of my accomplishments, not because I have a plan for the country, but because you don't want him. You don't want him.
Yeah.
And so that's what, when people go through that, of course, they're like, yeah, it's, you have to be good because I keep hearing that you're bad.
And even prior to that, I would say, initially in the Biden presidency, but mm-hmm. then it sort of, slowed down and just kind of faded away until the primaries began and the election with, in the past, like you said, 107 days. But even prior to that, during the Trump presidency, mm-hmm. you had people saying things that are just rhetoric.
Right.
It's just propaganda. Mm-hmm. And it's not true. They're like, man, you're about to lose all your freedom. Okay, yeah. Tell me which one.
Based on what?
Which one?
Oh, you just don't know. It's bad days coming.
Which freedoms exactly are we losing?
And I know we're going to have a bumpy ride, folks. Hang on.
Just hang in there. How just remember, I love you.
Yeah. Like, what are the bumps? Please tell me.
Yeah. Where's your evidence?
Yeah.
Yeah. So things like that, they begin to sympathize with the people who are the propagandists.
Mm-hmm. Right.
How significant mm-hmm. do you think it is that it's now happening, not just on an individual level, like your example with the woman in Stockholm, but like on a societal level that this thing is happening? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, not that it's a mental condition that people just have or don't, but it's something that people can actually more or less buy into.
They're not thinking. Stop and think.
Mm-hmm.
Stop repeating the same mantra. Stop and think. Think what's happening. Is it really? Is it really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those 4 years that we had under President Trump, did we really go to war?
Mm. Right.
Guys, I'm telling you, he's going to push us into a war after war, and that's what's going
to... Which war?
Which one?
Yeah. Based on his previous presidency, what right. wars?
Right. And so you're buying into the propagandists and who tell you that, and then you start feeling sorry for them. It's like, man, these are the people trying to warn me against this stuff.
Yeah.
Against what? What if they're lying to you?
Mm. Yeah.
What if they're giving you a bold-faced lie only so that you would put them in office so they can get wealthy?
Oh, I remember what I was going to say earlier. You were saying, just like that woman, she grew up and she realized, like, okay, maybe I was kind of messed up. I do have some hope, because a lot of the people who did vote for President Trump this year were former Democrats.
Right.
I think they're finally waking up.
They took the minute to mm-hmm. think.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They stopped to analyze the data.
Yep.
They stopped listening to the rhetoric. And it was very clear. It's like, oh, wow. Coming out of this slumber, I mean, I've been dazed.
Yeah. I'm Rip Van Winkle over here.
Yeah. Which is what we're saying here. This lady came out of the Stockholm syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it may not be a syndrome in the sense of, a mental health situation. She may have grown up and realized, wow, for a man to do what he did, he was not a nice guy.
Yeah, right. Of course.
He put a gun to my head. Now, at the moment when I was just a teenager, or maybe I was just 20 years old, I don't know how old she was. Maybe I was looking at him in the sense of, you know, the sense of save the world, you know, when young people have that idea, right. Like I can change somebody, mm-hmm. I can change the world. Maybe at that moment I saw him like that, but looking now in my 60s or whatever, how old she is now, no, that was a bad person.
Right. Very true.
Time has a way of changing our mindset. And I'm hoping some of the people who are so, you know, have drank the Kool-Aid will stop and examine the cup.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a great way to put that.
Great point. Great point.
I love that. Who's the people who have the Kool-Aid, stop and examine the cup.
Yeah, look
stop,
what's in it.
Take a minute and think. Use your critical reasoning skills and look at the entire picture. Could it be that the people you've been listening to don't have your best interests in mind?
Mm.
Inform yourself. That's why we care about things like this on the Clearview Today Show, because we want to inform you about the issues and make you aware of what's going on so that you can be informed and make an informed choice.
That's right.
If you enjoyed today's episode, write in and let us know, 252-582-5028, or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Don't forget, you can partner with us financially on that same website. Scroll to the bottom, click that donate button, and let us know it's coming from our Clearview Today Show family. John, what do you want to leave our listeners with?
Just want to leave you guys with our book, 30 Days of Praying for America. This is Dr. Shah and Nicole's book. It's a great daily devotion to heal our nation. 30 separate devotions, all with the same goal in mind, to get you praying for America. And goodness knows we need it. We've got a lot of great days ahead, but we need your prayers. You can also pick up our debut album, Heaven Here and Now, available on iTunes or Spotify, anywhere digital music is sold.
That's right. Lots of great content coming your way next week. You guys find a place to plug in and worship with God's family this weekend. We'll see you bright and early Monday morning. We got a great week of shows planned for you. We love you guys. See you Monday on Clearview Today.